Hey everybody, Shane Presley here with Rock Paper Podcast to tell you about my friends over at The Gaslight, the corner of Kings Highway and Shaw Boulevard, right over there on the hill in St. Louis, Missouri. Come over there, check it out, man. It's just a cool hangout over there. It's a really beautiful facility they have. If you haven't been by, it's a top-notch recording studio attached to a great bar. So if you have a band or you are a solo artist, you can come in to the studio and you can cut some live tracks in front of an audience. The audience is on the other side of the glass in the bar setting. And so even if you're a fan, you can come in and watch one of your favorite bands and have a cold adult beverage there and hang out. It's just a real neat place. So get involved, check them out. They're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can find everything else at GaslightSTL.com and full listing of events coming up there. So always got a lot of really cool people coming through, national acts as well as all your favorite locals. So get involved and check that out. So also sponsoring this episode is Music Record Shop. They're back, just moved over to a new location on Washington Ave over by right next door to KDHX. So go check them out down there on Washington Avenue in St. Louis, Missouri. New records in every Friday, live in stores, and next one is October 29th. You can come in and see Lucas Jack live in store at Music Record Shop. I follow them online, also on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at musicrecordshop.com.
Podcast is kind of like it's like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
All right. Hey, this is Leah Osborne. Woo! And I'm throwing an awesome festival on November 20th. It's called Voodoo Mama Fest. It's going to be at Broadway Oyster Bar. Wow. I'm going to have a lot of friends with me. Some of them are here tonight. Let's all say hi.
Hey!
But be sure to come out and enjoy this Voodoo Mama Fest with us. It's going to be a real treat.
November 20th.
Hell yeah, brother. Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast. Rock, rock, rock,
rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock. Over here at Leah Osborne's place.
That is my house.
Hey.
Hi.
Welcome back to the show.
Don't you ever apologize. That was lovely.
Own it. Welcome back.
We got quite a few special guests with us this evening. Mm-hmm. So probably be best to go around the room, everybody say hey, and introduce yourself. So for those listening. So who wants to start?
All right, I will. My name is Leah Osborne. This is my home. I don't know. What am I supposed to say something about myself?
If you want.
Fun fact. You're naming a fun fact.
Fun fact. I love making sushi.
Oh, it's my turn. Great.
I mean, I figured...
I didn't do my homework. None of my facts are fun.
You guys got
my name. Hi, I'm Lauren. I'm Lauren Bussier. You don't ever have to know how to say my last name. So Lauren B is what I'm usually called on the internet. Forced to be called on the internet. And my dog gets more likes than me on Instagram usually.
It's a corgi.
That's a fun fact, right?
Like, yeah.
That's he can get twice as many likes making the same face on his Instagram account as I can on mine.
Yeah.
Which I support completely. I agree.
I support that.
I agree with all of them.
He's really
He's
cute.
He's the cutest.
His ear.
I know. I should have brought him.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I know.
Kitty would have liked him, too. Kitty likes puppies.
What?
Yeah.
Let's never tell him, because he's so bummed he's not here right now. He wants cats to be his friend so bad, and they all don't like him, because he's a dog.
You, girl. Do you want to do it? Come on.
I'm Laura. Hi.
Hi.
I like cats. And mac and cheese, so.
Oh, I love macaroni
Call
and cheese.
Call me.
I'm Jenny. My hair's pink.
Hair's fun. Blue.
Yeah.
Pink.
Pink. I'm Cecily, and I love water, and I love love.
My name's Gavin. I'm replacing Madeline with Leah. Because I love her.
Yeah, we, this is cool. So we're, I guess everybody has,
No, stop it.
Sorry, not you. Just the ukulele.
Yeah, everybody has, some part to do with, Voodoo Mama Fest, right?
Yes, that is why we are collectively here tonight.
Voodoo Mama Fest coming up on November 20th at Broadway Oyster Bar, 2 p.m. start?
Yes, 2 p.m.
So yeah, if you haven't heard yet, now you're going to learn all about it. But yeah, it's a great festival lineup. Yeah, I guess we can call it a festival, right? I
don't know. It's a one-day festival, yeah. And Oyster Bar has had a lot of festivals like that before,
right?
Including food festivals, but music ones that I've been a part of as well.
Sure.
Just like with Cluster Pluck or whatever.
So you'll be hosting the festivities on this one, right?
Yeah, and hopefully playing some songs in between, too, you know, while Tony is breaking down stuff, and Tony's going to be the sound guy, so I'm excited about that.
Right. That sounds so vaudevillian. Mm-hmm. I like it. No? You playing songs in between.
Oh, yeah.
Whack and idiot, like
hey, with my top hat. Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, like this little straw cap with like a red and white stripe.
I mean,
there are so many hats you could wear.
I know. I
should
like,
one for all
I was thinking about like changing something, like a hat. I think
that's a wig change. There you go. Wig reveal.
But, God. I should have a hat underneath a hat.
This is inspired me to come up with some kind of hat and beard combo for me to wear at some point that evening.
It's an identifier, a hat and beard combo. Sorry.
Where were we going with this?
One of those. Like stacking dolls, you know? Like
The Russian
yeah. Dolls.
You should have something like that of hats, where you just like keep have a smaller hat underneath everyone. And
fierce. Yeah.
Oh my god.
There you go.
It'd be so fierce.
All right, our project.
Get it going, Gary.
Yeah,
we could
totally But yeah, this is a stacked lineup of all these are all fronted by females, right? All the musicians.
Yes.
And a lot of these ladies have been on the show, so that's exciting for me to see a bunch of my friends all coming together and putting this lineup together. So here we go. We got Hillary Fitz, Miss Molly Sims, Emily Wallace, River Kittens, Bottoms Up Blues Gang, Blue Fruit Snacks, Heather, is it Manley?
Yes.
Crystal Lynn and the Fam Damley.
Mm-hmm.
And is that it?
Or, I believe so.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I think I got everybody.
I think you did.
But, that's just a crazy lineup. That's
I thought so, too.
Woo!
I thought so, too, you know? I remember the night I was thinking about it, I was talking to Krista, and she was like, I want to do a show with you or something at Oyster Bar, and I was like, yeah, okay. No. Let's do it bigger. Because like I said before, I have a really good relationship with John Johnson at Oyster Bar, and I was like, hey, what if I did this on a Sunday or something like that? Because Sundays seem to be an all-day kind of festival good day at Oyster Bar. There's consistently a lot of people there, too, I feel like, on Sundays.
Yeah.
Just to eat, you know? So, yeah.
Sure.
That's how that happened. Yeah,
I was down there for Funk Fest on a Sunday, and it was a good crowd throughout the whole day, and, you know, everybody coming in to eat and being a part of the music, and it was just, like you're saying, it's a great venue for that and to bring it all together.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
this is gonna be it's gonna be a fun day for sure.
Mm-hmm. And delicious treats as always too. I have to back them because I cook there.
Yeah.
So the food's good and shit.
Yeah, and shit.
Sorry. And we wait tables there, so come chill and sit in our section.
Yeah.
And I can say it because you guys are being polite. Tip them a lot.
Yeah.
That's all your money. With your drinks, and you don't have to go to the bar by yourself. We'll get it for you.
And stand there.
Yeah.
Like an asshole. Waiting to buy a drink.
I always think of that.
Paper service.
That Little Rascals. whenever they're like, give us your money.
We need your money.
Yeah. I appreciate it.
But speaking of money, this festival will be $10.
Mm-hmm. And for 10 hours of music.
Yeah.
Come on.
And all of it benefiting a couple of...
Well, not all of it.
Well, portions.
Portions of it, yeah. There will be a raffle. And also, I mean, like, so much water. They typically bring jugs. And they are always more than welcome to walk around and take donations as well. Mm-hmm. And then we'll have the posters for sale, so a portion of that will go to certain places, of course the artist and a couple other places as well. So,
but you're like I said, part of the proceeds will be going to So Much Water, mm-hmm. KDHX, and Toco.
Mm-hmm.
So they're also part of all this. And mm-hmm. But yeah, I think that's great that we're your, you know, local food, local music, local artists, local businesses.
You know, radio.
Yeah, local radio. Everybody all coming together for a good cause, and it's going to be a whole lot of fun.
I got a hold of a lot of ladies.
Yeah.
A lot of them. So I'm excited. I think it's going to be a good day.
Yeah.
Really good day. It's not all ladies, of course. Please bring all the gentlemen, too.
Yeah.
All of them, everybody.
But, get bad now.
But yeah, Voodoo Mamas, you know, it's all about the mamas.
Why Voodoo Mama? Where'd you come up with that?
I don't know. I was just kind of feeling that whole, you know, when I was talking to Krista that night, I was like, you know what? There are so many women, just like really good musicians here and artists. You know, I thought of her too, and then I just remember her art too, and I just like started imagining.
Her
things.
Is me, Lauren. By
yes,
way.
Sorry. I'm sorry. Sorry. and I just kind of, it just started to develop because it developed from personal things too. You know, I just kind of felt like very powerful within myself as a woman, and I have so many women friends who are amazing. So it was just like, let's do this.
For sure, celebrate that.
Let's celebrate that. Yeah.
And you know, you're like
voodoo.
You're saying,
and voodoo just kind of ties in with the, you know, almost the vibe of Oyster Bar too.
Yeah.
Which is why I wanted it to be there too. It just kind of it all ties together, and all eight of those artists play there as well. You know. And
sure. Yeah. You're saying, and I've heard it echoed by many others about how just it feel like there are a lot of women right now just crushing it in our mm-hmm. in our St. Louis music scene and stuff.
People are getting empowered off of it too. Yeah. Everybody is. You want to feel that vibe from anybody, but I don't know. There are a lot more women right now that are in our scene, at least artists and activists and musicians and just really great you know, people in general.
Right.
So.
Yeah, that's November 20th. Come on out. So, but like I said, Lauren worked on the poster, which is this beautiful artwork.
It's amazing.
You.
It's flooring.
Incredible.
Yeah. We've discussed it for
people are
we
sat there and
today.
Looked at it and talked about it forever today. Makes me feel weird. Thanks.
Yeah.
We're working on accepting compliments.
I love weirdness. So and. Oh my god, the headpiece on that is my favorite part. I think I stared at that for a long time.
I did as well. Yep, that was the almost carpal tunnel portion of the piece.
Well, you brought up the Fillmore, which has a long history, and something that I was excited to hear you, because, of course, as soon as I saw it, I thought about that. I thought about the shows. I thought about Bill Graham and all that stuff that happened back then with that beautiful
also the
psychedelic
fact that his name is
movement.
Bill Graham is so funny. Like, it's so funny. It's almost Billy Graham.
Billy.
Like well, Billy it's almost like Bill Graham, like Billy Graham. Mm-hmm. Like, I just like that.
Yeah.
I like that a lot. And, like, the dude that was, like, the most tripped out at, like, a Jefferson airplane, he was like, guys, let's all eat so much acid and stare at some, like, colored oil on the wall. But also Billy Graham.
Yeah.
Same name. You love it. I think it's really funny. It makes me smile every time. Yeah, well, and that inspiration is, I mean, yeah, I'm just really good at stealing other images. You guys don't look too hard at my Pinterest, so...
Oh my god.
I'm kidding. There's a lot of, like, I don't know. I think it's tough because to make something digitally for a show, and there are people that are really good at it. And if I have to start on the computer, oh man, it's bad. It's like Mario Paint bad. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like it's real oof because it's just so overwhelming. It's like this whole thing. Like it could be any size and shape and color, and that's too much.
Right.
I'm like paper, pen, pencil. Got it. I can make a picture of that. And the 60s like psychedelic Family Dog productions, like Rick Williams, like art posters, like they served a purpose. They definitely like told you where you were going. They were like, hey, we're all gonna be tripping balls.
Right.
Come have fun, you know. And like you could, there's a lot of them, especially the Doors ones are really bad. I love it. Because it looks like somebody just, like, drew it in, like, 45 minutes, like, on the table. And they're like, take it to the printer. It'd be great. Yeah. I'm like, that's awesome. That's what you guys got together that day. That's awesome. and the Grateful Dead's, like, full color, like, these beautiful, fully realized, like, chrome bugs and stuff. And then the Doors are just, like, scratching in some wood and, like, sending it to the printer. I love all of it. And, I'm way, way, way into that artwork. And I just like the, like, being able to put the analog handmade thing together, like, and not on like a Wacom tablet, which is fine. Everybody that does that is great. Okay, that's not true. Some people that do it are great, and everybody else should try hard to be good. And the internet, but yeah, I don't know. Like, there's so many internet tutorials to tell you how to do whatever, and I think that you're not really going to make a good psychedelic poster if you're like, I went to Webster for digital art, so I can do this. Is it Illustrator or Photoshop? And I'm like, if that's your question, then stop. Draw on a piece of paper. Maybe with a marker. And then eat some acid and figure it out. Like, that should be what you should do. Like, if you see tessellated Buddha heads in the sky for one day, it makes you better at making those posters.
Yeah, it's going to help.
It helps a lot. It really does.
Oh, my God.
What?
Yeah. No, this is great.
Oh, good. You knew what you were getting into.
I love it.
That's true.
Oh,
Save it up a lot. I save up a lot. But, yeah, I am also, like, way into art history, obviously.
You also gave me a tattoo.
Oh, cool. Gosh.
We're connected like that,
too. Oh, really?
Too.
Yeah.
Which tattoo is it?
Yeah,
it's the one. It's
the first
this
time
guy.
She come up?
It's that guy. Right
that
there.
Guy.
Cool dudes. I got it with a really good friend of mine, Nicole Madden, too.
Oh, the best human being. I know.
She is a really good one.
Great job. That looks good.
That
Nicole
one.
Madden.
Yeah. Chris's phone used to change her name to Buck, like, would autocorrect her name to Buckle.
Buckle.
And me to Maiden. And I still
Buckle and
call
Maiden.
Her Buck, Buckle and Maiden instead of Nicole and Lauren. And I still.
Oh, God.
I used that whenever she was my assistant, whenever I was tattooing full time. Which I used to do, which also teaches you a whole lot of craftsmanship, and it's all handmade, which is mostly outmoded, but I'm clinging on to the last vestiges of it. So, like, the password and things with head buckle in it always.
Yeah,
it.
I mean,
she's the best.
She's a really good human.
She's so good.
I talked about Nicole Madden last time, too, I think.
I understand that fundamentally. Yeah.
Just makes sense.
I agree.
Yeah. Yeah. This is your big return. We set in like
big return.
May. Yeah.
Yeah, it was like May 20 something, I think.
Episode 222. If you want to go back and listen to Leah's first appearance on the show.
222.
Now I'm closing in on 300.
300.
Yeah. And,
I love these things too.
Yeah,
that's a good number.
Me too.
Is it
300?
300.
Well,
they made a movie.
300.
About it. Yeah. Well,
it didn't work out so great for those guys.
300.
You were talking about stealing from people.
Yeah.
For my poster, for I'm throwing a party for the 300th.
I really hope you didn't make it on a Wacom tablet with Illustrator.
I don't know.
I'm not talking shit on it at all.
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah.
All
right. I just had a friend Photoshop my head on Gerard Butler's body, and that was my poster for. I used like the same 300 movie poster, and then added my wrestling.
Oh my God. 300.
So,
see,
yeah.
I love that shit so much. Like, convincing Photoshoppery.
Right.
Oh.
I don't know how convincing. I don't think it's very convincing, but it's funny.
The not convincing is even better. Right. When it just looks like you're like at the fair with like your head like right. through a piece of wood. This guy's like,
I love that.
Yes. That's really great.
It, but yeah, I love it. I think it's funny enough, and you know, and everything else. But it's pretty great. But anyway, so I. Also wanted to talk about So Much Water since we have...
So Much Water has been around for a while now for me. When I was in Clusterpluck, they were coming to shows and doing like festival gigs, like if they would be at a festival as well, they would come up to my set and I would talk about them on stage and people would be very generous and all of that. And...
Alia Osborne has been incredible in supporting our music, with a lot of like in supporting with her music for a lot of different and a lot of different artists too. Our organization is So Much Water, so we started it last year. Alex Cohen and I started it, and Gavin Duffy has been like a prominent like force in it. But
Duffy.
Basically, it's like working on just solving the global water crisis and educating people about water education. And what's going on with it in water conservation, and then also working on more localized to the U.S. water contamination issues. So we travel a lot to festivals to support and promote different like visual artist work and then audio like musical artist work, and that's where like Leah and a bunch of different artists, by supporting them or selling someone's like painting, say, at a festival or an event, and then generating those funds to like support the artists. And then to also support funding water projects and, like, working on our causes within that. So,
yeah.
Thank God for Leah. Beautiful people.
Yeah.
It's a lot of people. Thank goodness for.
Yeah. I don't know. It's, I don't know. Like, it's I'm sure it's been going on, you know, obviously much longer than I've ever been aware. But it's, for me, it's, like, so cool to, like, meet all these people like individually, you know, just throughout life. I've been, music's been bringing me to introducing me to so many people and everything. And then to see like a lineup, like for the festival and stuff, where you see so many people from, you know, different parts of my life that all come together for one common cause, you know? And it's like, and that's a lot of like, you see in these festivals and everything else. And I'm like, it's just cool to see so many people working together for
collectively working towards
right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's just like I said, it's always cool to me, like to, you know, put all the pieces kind of come together like that and stuff. So
this is an exact thing for artists to come together. And artists, I mean, that's a broad statement. That's you. That's me. That's you. That's you. That's you guys. You know. So.
Yeah.
That's why that's the meaning behind this festival too. And of course to play music. I love playing music.
Definitely.
And I love listening to music. So, and that's something I wanted to dip my hand into with Oyster Bar anyway, you know, especially if John's letting me and he's confident enough that I'll promote it right and do it right.
Yeah.
So I want to do it.
That's a vote of confidence. I like that.
Yeah.
Because that's a little bit like, hey, I'm allowing you to learn these things.
Yeah.
So be more involved.
Yeah.
That's
awesome.
Yeah.
That's great.
I'm going with it.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jan.
They let me throw a party over the summer over there and pretty much had free range to book it and plan it all myself. Mm-hmm. And they gave me the date and said, here you go. And it felt really good, but it was also very... nerve-wracking.
Yeah, it definitely is.
Especially, well, just it's difficult for that particular case because, let alone I'm an employee, but now I'm also a booker, you know, or whatever you want to call me, promoter and stuff.
Organizer.
And so like I'm, you know, it was kind of I didn't want to step on any toes with my coworkers and everything else, and it's just like it's kind of difficult in that sense, but everything went smooth and it was great. So it was just very nerve-wracking. I just got like, I hope people show up. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
I don't
that's
want,
about where I'm at.
I don't want all the bartenders being like, you know, mad that nobody showed up and they didn't make it, you know.
No. Yeah, okay.
Brad.
Well, people can always eat. But,
just kidding.
But, no, it's, like I said, that was cool. I totally get where you're coming from with that, though. And, it's a neat opportunity, so. Yeah. We were also saying about the posters, we will have physical art for sale, right? The posters will be for sale?
The posters are definitely going to be for sale, and I also would hope that there would be something else that, you know, artwork of some sort that you...
Yeah. Okay, so we haven't talked that much about it, because we were mostly worried about getting the poster done.
Yeah, what do you got, girl? What else do you do?
Ha! Okay, so... Oh, it's this part. Okay.
Yeah.
I actually just had... I just took down an art show that was at Ruby Francis on Cherokee. Mm-hmm. So if anybody got a chance to go see that, it's cool. It's called Folk Filth. Those of you that are in a room with me would think that's pretty obvious that she would name her art show that. Yeah, okay.
Love Andy and Stephanie. They're amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're super supportive and just wonderful. And I've known Steph for a long time.
Hey, Cecily.
Yeah.
Will you give me some water? I'm sorry.
You're thirsty, girl.
Yeah.
I'm thirsty, girl.
I'm thirsty. I keep on moving, you know what I'm saying?
Anyway, so yeah, so I have a bunch of piles of artwork that looked really good on the wall, and now they're like in pieces and boxes.
Mm-hmm.
In a totally different state of intimidating now. Because, like, I got it. Hopefully I can add more pieces and grow the show and actually have like some more gallery exposure. Oh, it all sounds so weird. But I build these like weird kind of like really intricate like shrine boxes.
Yeah, I've seen them.
That are usually like, for me it's pop culture, but like references to people, musicians are a really big part of it. And I used to think, okay, so judgmental teenager / young person making artwork, like, aside from just judging everything all the time,
yeah.
I thought it was really trite to put, you know, like, lyrics and musicians into artwork, and I've totally 180'd on that idea. I think that the approach is what's important, and so if you are saying something, if you're repeating somebody just because you, like, found it, you know, you just, like, look up a quote, and you're like, I think that sounds good, I guess. But music is such a huge part of my life, and a lot of our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And I also want to just, like, weed out the people. Like, if you don't know why Warren Zevon is in a shrine and it's important, then, like, learn about it. And then don't... Like, you know what's important to me now. Warren Zevon, mostly.
I love that.
My shit's so good.
Yeah. It's well, because there's everything's so accessible now. Like, as Pete Holmes says, we all have a drunk know-it-all in our pocket,
right?
Like, yeah. The phone knows everything, so people don't really have to like seek out things and like be cool and actually listen to the music that they say they like.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all right there. When like the suckers that are now in their 30s, like, we still had to work really hard to find the things that we liked. And
I talked about that so many times.
Yeah. And now you can just be like, whatever, it's right there. And man, we were like the last of the physical copies of things that we had to like seek out. Yeah. And there's a difference between like the connections that I think that we all make in our lives that connect music and art.
Mm-hmm.
I think they need a space. I've also had a lot of experience. I love it that you named the festival Voodoo Mountain Fest, because I've had a lot of experience going to religious shrines in a lot of places, both here and overseas, here being the United States. I'm like way into folk art environments. Like, there's been a lot of road trips to just like piles of garbage that old men build and expect something like, sometimes they're in the shape of people, sometimes they're in the shape of goats, you don't know, and it's just, you just gotta show up and figure it out. And I love that, like, the visceral creative impulse, so I'm kind of trying to make my own version of that. And, like, it's exercising demons of my youthful music snobbery, and instead of being, like, snobby about it, it's an invitation. Like, hey, maybe you should really think about purchasing some more Warren Zevon albums. mostly. I'd recommend Excitable Boy for those of you that haven't. Yeah. And you're like, who's the Zevon character? He's important. But there's a lot of people that are. It's a cool connection to make with people. But yeah, I made a lot of like shrine art. So I make 2D, I draw, I paint, I build a lot of weird shit out of garbage. Trash MacGyver is a nickname someone gave my ex gave me.
Trash MacGyver.
It's the best name. I'm like, yep, correct.
Yeah.
And so I make a lot of different versions of things. And it's a weird, like, I recently, I tattooed for about 9 years, and I recently quit to do more of the art thing. And, because it was time to move into something new. And it's been super terrifying and really hard, but good. Yeah. So, but it gives me time to, like, make posters the poster I made for you is, it looks exactly how I want it to look. And I haven't...
Feels exactly how I wanted it to feel.
Oh, that makes me really happy.
I see it. Yeah. It's just like, when I saw it, I was like...
It should make your eyeballs like... Those are kind of like a lot of other things I like. Like Aubrey Beardsley at the Fillmore, 1968. Yeah. Like, yeah. No Hell's Angels, though, because that would be a bummer. But like, that idea of just like kind of amalgamating a lot of different like influences, because music and art are so totally connected.
Definitely.
That like just own it.
I can't stop. It's my fucking background.
I love that. Well, and like just I'm admitting it's like this. I'm outing myself. Like yes, I just want to look at pictures of Elvira all day and listen to Led Zeppelin 3. That's I'm fine with that. And it could be Uriah Heep, and then you know pictures of Hulk Hogan tomorrow. But it's just like. Just, like, own it. I'm owning it. Just, like, you know what's great? Googling Dolly Parton hair. That's the best thing that you could do. Right? That's, like, one of the best uses of your time.
If
you
got a spare minute. Last night.
Gosh.
I'm trying to dress up like Dolly Parton for Halloween. With a Barbie doll in my hair.
I love it! Yeah, right? Like, we all have this little connection. And I'm kind of owning, like, because I, you know, being a tattooer and being in tattoo shops for almost a decade, a lot of dudes, almost exclusively. It's a very male-dominated industry, so I'm kind of, like, owning the, like, I'm putting Cher and I'm putting Dolly Parton.
So is cooking.
Totally, yeah, like, I'm trying to put, and not just women, but I think that there's a spectrum of, like, gender and gender identification that can go into art, and it really it speaks to the whole experience. So yeah, like Cher and Dolly Parton, like they're iconic for a reason. They did the work. I had to tell Stephanie that she's like, that wasn't her real hair looking at a picture of Dolly.
Let me tell you how sad everyone was.
I'm like, honey, that's a she's a drag queen. That's a wig.
Yes.
And she's like, no. And I'm like, I can't have this conversation with you. I'm like, Steph, yeah, no, it's a fantastic wig. But look at the sculpture of that wig.
Yeah.
Like, look how beautiful that wig. Four wigs, I bet, because that thing was huge.
Yeah, 4 months. Dolly on Dolly.
And Dolly,
she's
Dolly.
The best.
Yeah, Sesame's Dolly on Dolly for Halloween, which I think is worth mentioning.
Shiree doll on
I love
Dolly
that.
That's
so Dolly on Dolly.
Yeah.
It's on.
Well,
it's
on.
Yeah. Hulk Hogan and Elvira.
Why not?
Again, lots of live music also. Hillary Fitz is one of my favorites.
She is something else. She has managed to mix soulful music with folk bluegrassy-ish, which I am like, you know, it catches my attention and I'm into it right away because it literally is like a bluegrass number one. You know, one song, and then it's like a soulful number, like straight soul, and then she intertwines the two of them too.
Yeah.
You know, and she's just great too. She has a presence about her. So.
She started singing in Spanish at the last performance I saw her at.
There you go.
All of a sudden I burst into
she
dance.
She sings
really
in
lovely.
Spanish.
Well, she did spent quite a bit of time in Panama and stuff, so.
Yeah, she was
sure
gone for a while. I caught one of her, like, one of five sets that she had before she left, and I was just like, Are you kidding me? And that's when her and Drew Lance just started. Drew was telling me about it last night. He was like, I just told her we should be best friends and do this. And that's what they've done, you know? And they're my headliners, essentially. She is my headliner, so.
Well, you, well, I was telling you about people connecting, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I met Hillary through, I run this list of shows, and I accidentally tagged her at the wrong show.
Mm-hmm.
Just mistake, but that mistake led to her messaging me saying, "Hey, we're not on that show." And I'm like, "Oh, sorry about that. I'll fix it."
Oopsies.
And then she's like, "But you know, hey," and I was like, "Oh, let me reintroduce myself. I'm Shane. I do the show, and I would love to talk." And,
yeah.
And that's a lot of how it starts with me following them online so I can catch a show and stuff. And anyway. So she's like, well, I'm getting ready to leave the country. You know, maybe we can do it like, you know, this week or something. I was like, that'd be perfect. So I went and sat with her, didn't know her at all. She brought along Drew.
Yeah.
That's the day I met Drew Lance.
My buddy
Cody Henry sat in and played some muted trombone and co-hosted with me. And,
nice.
It was just an incredible day. Like, that's when I first met those two. It was on the mic, and now they're some of my favorites to watch in town. So it all started with a mistake. So it's pretty cool.
Good job, buddy.
Yeah.
The serendipity.
Yeah,
is
right.
That's
right.
Awesome.
Yeah,
that's
right.
She's good.
Then you got Miss Smiley Sims.
Oh, yeah, I've never seen her live, but so many people were suggesting Miss Molly, and I've talked to her quite a bit.
Now he's a rock star.
That is what I've been telling people.
She
rock and roll.
She's a muscle.
She totally
up.
Is
yeah.
a rock star.
Rock and roll. Well. So
I mean, she looks good while she does it.
Good. I'm excited.
Yeah.
About
yeah,
that.
She's a lot of fun. And then Emily Wallace.
Yes.
Another one of my
South St. Louis sweetheart is what we like to call her.
For sure.
Oyster Bar.
Huge voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw her and Hillary. Focal Point the other night doing
yeah,
a singer-songwriter night and just blew my mind. Those two are something very special about those two, and especially seeing them together in the same room like that where a listening room experience.
Their vocals are something else.
Yeah.
Something else.
Well, Emily's been singing with her sister a whole lot.
Yeah,
you know?
Sleepy Ruby. I tried to get the Sleepy Rubies, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Allie Ruby is amazing.
Definitely.
Yeah. And she's, you know, her and Emily grew up singing together. That's part of the reason that Emily's just such a fantastic vocalist.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I always heard people like, you know, I never knew Allie until recently with the Sleepy Ruby stuff. And then people were like, have you ever heard her sister sing? And then like, and she was, Emily even tried to tell me that her sister was better than her and all this. I was like, I don't, Emily's one of my favorites. But hearing those two together, like, yeah, I totally get it. Like, they're very good together, and they complement each other very well, and it's something special to see. So yeah, if you don't know Sleepy Ruby's, grab a hold of that EP as well.
Yeah.
Totally.
Another group of that just all harmonies are just crazy is River Kittens.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the River Kittens.
Yeah.
They are like the sirens from that. What's that movie called? What's that movie?
Oh, brother.
Yeah, they're like. That's how I feel about
them.
And I love Martha. Martha's a really good friend of mine. I've known her for probably like 5 or 6 years now. And I got to play with them, and it was...
She's fantastic. And having Allie,
else.
Martha, and Maddie, and Leah was so good.
But
so
no,
good.
The River
Kittens, that's how
and
I saw them.
They are... There's something very special.
Definitely.
And their original music is just like, come on, you get it. You get what you're going for and what they're... Their images and their sound, it's theirs, you know?
Yeah.
He's played for them a little
mm-hmm.
bit, right?
Yeah, I was honored to be a part of their first record, and you know, they have, I think, a really beautiful rhythm section that helps to kind of provide a little bit of a backdrop for how amazing their three-part harmonies are.
They work together so well.
Yeah. It's something else.
So fun.
It's so good.
Really looking forward to a whole lot more people discovering the River Kittens music over the coming years,
mm-hmm.
you know, and really understand how amazing that little gem in St. Louis is. You know, a lot. That's how I see a lot of the performers on this bill.
Lots of little gems.
Yeah, lots and lots of beautiful performances for
definitely.
Sure.
Yeah, I you see something like this, and then it's like, and that's how a lot of I treat the show is like. I feel like, you might not all know the name right now or whatever, but I want this like this show or anyway your show and stuff to be like a time capsule kind of thing where like people look back at this a year later or whatever it is, and they're like, that was the show to be it. Like, you know, like, look at all that talent right there on that. You know, it's just like...
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's just... So anyway, I do the same thing with my show, trying to, like, hopefully capture all this stuff, and then people will look back at it someday and be like, there was so much cool stuff going on in St. Louis right at that time.
That would be so awesome
stuff,
if that happened.
Well, it will, for sure. That's a really noble... I like that a lot. It's a really noble... drive. It's also very genuine, which is very St. Louis, I think, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we don't have a whole lot, so we gotta make it. We gotta make our own fun.
Yeah, and we do.
Yeah, we have to, and I don't think that it's an accident that, you know, we're on a river, and there's the confluence of energy and ideas, and we're smack in the middle of, like, so much stuff, and the road trips that gone a million little museums, and the Delta Blues Museum, I did not realize how significant St. Louis has been in this whole, like, the music tradition that is happening now, that is still, like, really vibrant in St. Louis. I had no idea how important it was until I went to some places that were.
We already discovered that happened. It's okay.
On the chin. The chair's good.
The chair
wants to make music and be
part
of
it. Not the blues, the chair.
And social media really does create a context for looking back. Like, somebody will throw up an old show poster and be like, you know, and fuck with people, literally. And be like, coming up. People be like, wait a second. You know, and you'll look at this, is this lineup even real? Did this really happen in St. Louis? And St. Louisans love to do that to each other because, yeah, that much cool shit happens here.
Yeah.
Totally. Sure. Yeah, but, like, you have to actually go.
Uh-huh.
Like, you have to go be there.
That's
exactly.
The hard part, I've realized. That's the hard part.
It's getting tougher, I think. And I understand why, and it's just a natural progression that, like, I'm trying to address because, yeah, like, getting people out of their house, believe me, as a person that barely leaves anymore because I'm working all the time.
I get it.
You know, like, it's tough, but at the same time, like, now that I'm older... Man, the shows I was going to when I was 19 make people mad, and I'm fine with it. Like,
that's okay.
Yeah, I went, like, it's cool. So if you see a lineup like this, I think there's a little bit of taking it for granted. Like, if you see it, it's only $10, it's a day, and as soon as you get your ass in the door, you're going to be stoked.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to be great.
Well, and there's so much, like appreciating social media and, like, all these ways to, like, promote and support different things, like, and the way that information is so available, like, even within, like, the North Dakota Access Pipeline that's happening, how literally, like, just a couple months ago, it was just, like, not even 100 people, and right now it's over 7,000 people. This is one of the fastest, like, progressive movements to stop something, to protect water, to
7,000 people?
Trees,
yeah.
Over 7,000
people. That happens
people.
Because it's real.
And that happens because it is such a big deal
because,
it starts in Lakota, North Dakota, and goes down to Pocota, Illinois. So this is through a massive space of, it's under the Iowa River, it's under the Mississippi River, and it's 2 times under the Missouri River. So literally the pipeline that, like, will bust, like, is going to bust, is it, like, actually been, like, started at reservation grounds and, like, actually breaking treaties that were created in the late 1800s. So... basically in protection of water, and also the fact that it will bust going down through all these different areas. It is literally big corporation, and with, like, government not doing anything to stop it before it actually, like, happening and going down through. So there has been, within Standing Rock, North Dakota, there has been, like, the people on the reservation starting to, like protest this starting in their lands and breaking all these things. And so it is really an incredible thing in a sense, because actually every single tribe in North America has actually all gathered together beyond old things that happen in ancient, like, before the founding of America, for tribes that were separated, and everyone is gathered, and, like, this sense of Standing Rock to create the stop of the start of where
this pipeline will happen. So then it's also interesting, like, even so what I've been working on with Alex Cohen, who's really running it, and Jessica, like, Sanyak, she's been creating a, like,
Alex
a
Cohen
different
is where right now?
He's on Montrose, Iowa, Sandusky, Iowa. Like, it's right on the Mississippi River. So it's literally the river that they're, like, pushing chemicals through to build a tunnel underneath that breaks up the rock. And we even went to, like, the sludge dump, like, the chemical dump, like, unmarked area that we were able to find that was just, like, unlined, like, ravine of just, like, the sludge that they're pulling out from underneath. And it's all going up into our Mississippi River right now. So that is why... And
which,
like,
is so pristine already.
There is such a support for Standing Rock and being like, please start an encampment at where the Mississippi River divides Iowa and Illinois, and because that is exactly where our water main is. And, like, we all drink from the Missouri River, you know? So this is all going down. So even though there's, like, finally, because of this upheaval and, like, there being federal influx of, like, we're going to set this court date for continued construction, all the construction is still happening all the way down the line. So it's still chemicals, still build up, and, like, oh, so, like, we don't know what's going to happen with the verdict of Standing Rock. One second it's all ready to go, like, all the way down. You know, it's over, it's like 570,000, like, barrels, like, of crude oil a day that run through it. And so it's just, it's interesting because the people gathered, like, whether you're Native American, whether you're an environmentalist, whether you are a farmer and don't want, like, your crops spoiled, whether you are a human being who wants to continue to be able to drink water, whether you are also just someone who's been suffering also from eminent domain abuse of, like, coming in and actually, like causing that where people have no choice anyways in this, like... So it's kind of the biggest deal. It's a really big deal.
I've been following
and
it literally
has been the people who have been willing to go. Actually, like, that's what's crazy. Like, oh, the fastest, like, all these people gathered now for this because it touches so many areas of all the, like, I'm in it for everything, and there are people in it for a specific thing, but it really is, or people are in it for, like, all the tribes coming together. It really is crazy that it's a very, like, no, this shouldn't happen.
Yeah, when you understand the significance. Yeah. Right, and it doesn't take very much information to get out to anybody to be like, oh, this is really important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think that's part of it. Like, whenever I started following it basically whenever, a couple of months ago, whenever they started, I think before they went to Washington the first time.
What?
Yeah, and they, it's just, it is so important to me because I know a lot about, just about the history of that area, because I'm a history nerd, mostly.
Mm-hmm.
I just know about that stuff. And I think it just speaks to how imperative it is. And whenever I understood kind of, like, because it's a little bit complicated to get into the eminent domain abuse. And, like, there's a lot of, like, legal technicalities that aren't that easy to understand. And that's the beauty of the accessibility of the information of the internet is, like,
yeah, exactly.
Wikipedia
yeah.
can tell you.
No, it does help so much.
It really,
like,
does.
Yes,
to explain
absolutely.
This, like,
as
really
as
complex
have information
problem.
Available.
Right. Yeah.
So
and
we have
knowing
no,
how to
yeah.
fix it
there's
too.
There's no reason, yeah, to not be a part of.
Yeah. It just looked like a place where, like, I don't know. You know how many documentaries are out there, like, hey, look at how terrible this place is in Bangladesh, and look at the giant plastic pile in the ocean. And it looked to me like these people could prevent something that, like, another disaster that's going to have to be documented and have to be, you know, like, explained as, like, look at all this horrible shit that
right.
another
so you're
corporation
saying, like,
was
there's
doing.
A way to, like,
they
to help
fix
heal
it.
This problem.
They
like,
could stop
like,
it
we
before.
Know that the pipeline
yeah.
is not going to, like, it will bust and it will affect all of, like, properties, groundwater, like, contribution in our, like, earth and what we, like, deal with. Like, so even with, like, in knowing what to do, that is why, like, to abuse the power of, like, information that we do have, also, like, that's what's crazy about really been like, can we please figure out getting the pipeline taken care of? Can we please get Westlake Landfill taken care of? And then let me try to just get water in general to people at all, because that's what's happening in, like, developing countries where It's like it's women walking for over 3 miles a day with an old gas can on their head, which is over like 40 pounds of like the water infested sludge because of like our impact on the earth and with like killing our rainforest with the chemical like wastage with all these things where there isn't the water that villages were and communities and places were like originally built around. So now it's like walking over through, just so this takes away specifically in developing countries, like jobs from women because they can't like their whole job in the day is just to like get some water that's going to affect them negatively like in the end anyway. So it's like,
yeah, it's water that's totally going to make them sick.
Yeah. So the, like, what is so positive about
they
working,
have, the only water they have
what is so positive about working with Charity Water, the international organization we worked with, is they have people who, like, literally understanding the, like, places in need, people are going through this, and then raising funds to actually, that's who we work with and partner with on that, is to building wells in developing countries. So it, maybe it's a biofiltration system, but what's cool about also giving, like, women the power to run that and, like, at, you know, give it to the people and have, like, a job and, a, like, some, like, women empowerment, basically, to, like, give jobs. And so children can suddenly go to school because they aren't with their mothers and education. Like, people can't, sir, like, I mean, yeah, like, a child dies from a water-related illness every 19 seconds. Mm-hmm. Like, dirty water kills more people than all forms of violence ever, including war. Dirty water.
And horrible, disgusting. And that is like that you would never wish on your worst.
Yeah, when like yeah. we were it's first so starting this, like at like Alex and I and like just being like, there's so many issues I care about. Like there's so many things that I want to change or help. And then it was like, wait a second. If we can't have water to survive, then like we can't even have any of these other issues.
Yeah, it's the bedrock.
So ultimately,
of, like, of all
it's like
problems.
This is the foundation. Yeah. Water is life, and that is like what we all come from and like are alive with. So that is why, I guess.
Well, and the things like the policies that have put the pollutants into the water, because there's a lot of those causes are all disparate. But like if you put them all, yeah, there you can dilute them literally all into like, well, they're all dumping into water, and then water goes in the ground, and then that goes into, you know, people and things. And,
water is life.
Yeah, and so the factories that are dumping the most heinous
animal
chemicals,
agriculture. Animal agriculture is literally you can not flush the toilet for 6 months, not take a shower for 3 months, or not eat a cheeseburger tomorrow, and that is the same usage of water within animal agriculture.
There's so just there's so little efficiency because and that's even like OSHA and the EPA. Like there are things that we know as a society that we have forgotten and disregarded.
Mm-hmm.
To
keep
letting
us safe. Like water privatization, like the like massive like. Just take over with like no one stopping, and it's so difficult because it's like, oh, this is for like Nestle coming in and literally like using water from localized water sources, like taking all your water and like not being and literally making like pennies turn into like all of the like literally just that kind of thinking, like how water is not a human right, says the Nestle CEO president, you know, like water is not a human right. Like, it's so,
well,
like,
then,
and that's why we're
so
even disturbing the pipeline.
Like, there's plastic around the water. Like, that, there's just so many problems that, like, derive from, yeah, I don't know, you can always boil it down to water, so if you...
Boil it down to water.
I know.
And we shouldn't have to boil
the
water.
Right.
Growing up in Mississippi, it was, like, literally...
It happened
like,
all
turning
time.
On the bath and it being, like, brown. Oh, just let it flow for a while and it'll turn clear. Like,
yeah,
St. Louis
red.
Is actually
like,
better for fucking
so
tap
you're
water.
Yeah,
St.
Louis actually
is
great tap water.
For it. So I will be at Voodoo Mama Fest trying to have women be able to have education and power in pursuing things they want because they don't have to search for water all the time and providing, like, people with... Maybe we'll have the we will have the pipeline shut down by then.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll have Westlake Landfill removed, too.
And I've been wanting to say about how... It's not unapproachable. It's not too lofty. When a lot of people start discussing things that are important about the earth and our interaction with it, it's not out of reach.
No, we're
each person
it.
Is not just a person. Each person is a vehicle of power and change. And you know, owning that and understanding that, I think, is an incredible paradigm for people.
Yeah, vote sometimes. With every dollar you spend.
The craziest thing you can do is nothing.
Is man.
Well, that's dude.
And water for the trash.
MacGyver learned how to MacGyver the trash. Like, it's, I have a serious, like, usage philosophy. It's crazy. I know I take it like to a pretty extreme degree. I just think that like we have become so wasteful, and that I don't think is even just like a helpful thing to say. Like it's a good starting point, but like the systems have been, and by the systems I mean like capitalist systems, and then the way that we get our stuff, right? It is cheaper for companies to order a gross of pens from China than just like go to a yard sale and get 10 that work.
Yeah,
fiscally, it's cheaper. And I think that the bottom line has been, like the financial bottom line has been the bottom line for long enough to where like we are in these extreme degrees, these problems, and we're seeing them. And that's what, like, it's the double-edged sword of the internet desensitizing people to problems, but then also creating activism. And I'm hoping that the tide is going to, like, the pendulum's going to swing. And
let's just decide that it will. Unless you ask me about it.
Well,
there's whether through music, through art.
Yes.
Well, even just like if somebody's a really good accountant, like be the best accountant you can be.
Yeah, absolutely.
In for something like for, you know, in interest to like the greater good. It's just, it's important and it's relevant and it's like, I think it's a really noble cause. And I also like, I love that there's a restructuring of charity, because I feel like Death to Smoochie, the movie. I'm old, sorry. But like, yeah, that's kind of like how actually the United Way is. Like, it's more of a documentary about than like a dark comedy. Like the profits that you can make as a charity, especially in the past, like before the internet, like in the 90s, like United Way could be like, or, you know, Suzanne Somers would be like, feed this child. And, like, what, 2 cents of your dollar actually goes to help them? And you're not actually helping them. You're sending a bunch of rice that gets stolen by warlords and then it's lorded over these, you know, like, children that are dying in the streets.
Yeah.
You know, like, and I think that it's really great that there is a vehicle and that there's a lot of interest in restructuring the way, like, not just, like, stepping in line with the way that...
It's actually going back to... I mean, it's just the idea of what it is. Like, in... Like,
well, like, charities, like, you're not just like, I'm going to do, like, people aren't like, I'm going to do it the way the United Way does it. Like, there's the ability to restructure a more efficient way
to fix
stuff.
And also to have different, like, entities, like, like, support and be a part of that. Like,
yeah.
Oh, you want to sell some art through So Much Water? I would love to support and promote you and have people know about you and spread
done.
Around
it's recorded, just
what
so you
you're
know.
Doing. Because, like, that is important, and that's what's so cool. It'd be like... I mean, the idea that if you sell, like, a $500 painting, and then I'm like, here's $500, and you're like, okay, you would do whatever you, like, pennies or percentages, because the whole idea is having artists come together and, like, the like that they need to be able to, like, collectively, like, sell this and disperse it and to actually, like, educate people while, like, funding water projects. Which
well, that's what art should do. It should compel you to join in with the human race.
Mm-hmm.
Voodoo Mama Fest, bringing people
together. You know, is Voodoo Mama Fest making a good microphone for all of these different...
Yeah, Leah Osborne, having her artists, like, musical shows where, like, incorporating us and giving us the ability to, like, spread education and awareness and funding, and, like, she truly has been such a, like, prolific character in that for us, especially, like, starting last year and having her, you know, be a part of the support, which is what it... What is needed is support. Thank
sure.
God for Leah.
So,
that was a good conversation, guys.
So Much Water. Where is the best way to get involved with
So Much Water on Facebook, specifically on Instagram. We're also like currently mostly working on the Mississippi Stand. That's the Iowa Resistance Camp for the pipeline.
Okay.
And so,
Our brother in law is Alex Cohen.
Alex Cohen there. Is the person to be in touch with for that encampment right now.
In
he's
Iowa
leading
right now.
It.
Alex
and
Cohen.
So, mm-hmm.
And,
which is also the inspiration behind the song we will be singing.
Yeah.
He is a really big inspiration about
thank God
just
for
what
Alex.
His activeness
And like, won't stop, don't stop, making it happen. Yeah. And that is, like, truly the energy that is so, like, yes,
yeah.
Let's make it happen.
did you have a website or anything?
Well, actually, on Instagram, it's really easy, which I feel kind of like I sort of fell off the face of Instagram for the last 2 weeks, and I feel like this is my redemption. Yeah, but I'm on a podcast now, so haha, yeah. Sorry about the cheese, no poster pictures or anything. I fixed it, done. But the, because sometimes it's just a pain in the dick, sorry, I just don't want to post anything. It's like, yeah. My house is a mess and I'm tired and I don't want to do it. I don't want to pretend that it's not. That's a great way, and my first and last name is just like at Lauren Bussier, or you can find my Etsy shop at Found by Lauren B. And my Etsy shop is Made by Lauren B. And that's on Facebook too. If you find me, just Lauren B. I'm probably the first one.
Yeah.
How do you spell your last name real quick and pronounce it?
And Lauren, ooh, like Ralph, L-A-U-R-E-N. And Bussier is B-U-S-I-E-R-E. And that's, which it might be changing to Made by Lauren B. soon, which will be easier for everyone. Because why would I make you spell my last name? It's terrible.
Hey,
it's just mean to do to people.
Just doing it for all the old grannies who are going to listen to this.
Yeah, well, it worked for the tattoo thing, but like, now that that's done, let's shorten some things. And also, I've had that Etsy shop name for such a long time. Like,
right.
It was a placeholder, and now it's just held the place for 8-9 years now, so it works good. And hopefully I'll be getting I'm putting together my portfolio website also. Mm-hmm. So my first and last name just website will be up soon with all the stuff from Folkville. So it's mostly documenting the process too of building the shrine boxes, and then I've got like small like personal shrines that I've made. There's just like art plaques, and then also just like a seed for you to hang stuff off and start your own thing too.
Very cool.
There's a lot of new stuff coming up for the fall. For this fall, I don't say merch. Like, if you make every single thing by hand out of trash, is it merch? I guess it is.
Maybe.
I think so. Yeah.
Probably.
Like, I mean, they're not like a bunch of like black Gildan t-shirts with a picture on it. Like, I'm making things, but they're all gonna be available really soon. It's cool. It's a lot of work.
Nice.
It's gonna be good.
Yay.
Well, you can come out and meet them all at Voodoo Mama Fest, November 20th, Sunday. $10 gets you in. 2 p.m. start till midnight. Live music from Hillary Fitz, Miss Molly Sims, Emily Wallace, River Kittens, Bottoms Up Blues Gang, Blue Fruit Snacks, Heather Manley, and Crystal Lynn and the Fam Danley. And hosted by Leah Osborne. So it's going to be a great day. Come on out.
Woo!
And we're going to close this episode out with a new tune.
Yeah. So this song is about Alex Cohen. Well, inspired by Alex Cohen, which we were talking about earlier. And, I was feeling it that night. Thank you.
was the first time we've ever played that song all the way through together.
Go.
Rock, paper, podcast.
Rock, paper, podcast.
Rock, paper, podcast.
Rock, paper, podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.